Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined by a very brave woman. Her name is Rachel Lacasse Ford. She's sharing her family story about how the ACA, in her words, was a lifesaver for her and her family as she and her husband and her two children decided how to make their dollars stretch, how to make sure their kids were taken care of, and that the family had health insurance. Rachel, before we took care of a few messages, you were sharing with us the fact that premiums for your husband through the ACA may go up some 1,000 plus percentage points. Wow. It's truly shocking. And we know, you know, I know, that we do not have a healthcare system in this country that works well for the vast majority of us. I think it works okay some of the time. It's extremely expensive. It's Byzantine. Why it is the case that we obtain health insurance through our employers, I'll never understand, since all of us will need healthcare at some point in time to differing levels. Doesn't make much sense. And for all of the slamming of the Affordable Care Act that I hear day in and day out from Republicans, I have yet to hear a lot of solutions, or frankly, any solution from Republicans, despite the fact that Donald Trump won an election back in 2016 and took office in 2017. Just yesterday, Donald Trump again blasted the Affordable Care Act. Let's take a listen to Donald Trump telling us how the ACA is the problem.
We have to fix healthcare because Obamacare is a disaster. I mean, when you see the increases in Obamacare, it never worked, it never will work, and we can do something. Work with the Democrats, much better than Obamacare. Less money and better healthcare.
So let's wrap that sound there. A little hard to, he's on Air Force One. He basically says Obamacare never worked. We should work with the Democrats to come up with something that works better and is less expensive. I'm all for that. I don't care if it comes from Republican. I'm all for cheaper and more effective. That'd be great. But here's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Republicans have had two decades to come up with that cheaper and works better, and we don't have it. Just listen to this. This is a bunch of excuse making from Republicans, promises of plans, and yet we see no actual legislation getting proposed. Take a listen.
If you have ideas and you have plans, why not have that out there to talk about in the public so the people can hear that debate happening? I mean, you could have committees in session right now.
They will, Caitlin.
I think the question is on the health care plan, to Marjorie Taylor Greene's point, is if the government reopened tonight, would Republicans have a plan to address the Obamacare subsidies?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You would have a plan tonight.
We have proposals to... we could have that ready immediately. Yes. Yeah, because here's the thing. We work in a deliberative public body, and we have hundreds of members. It's a very complicated, very complex issue that requires a long time to build consensus around. We have ideas on the table, and the whole process of the legislative body is to build consensus around it. That's why we have to do that, and that's what we've been planning to do all along.
And Republicans have said, repeal and replace, and It's like we're in a wilderness. Republicans are in the wilderness on what to do to fix our healthcare system.
We're not. We're not. We've got pages and pages and pages of ideas on how to reform healthcare.
Yes or no? You still do not have a plan.
I have concepts of a plan.
When I say that the Republicans have been working on a fix for healthcare, we've been doing this for years, and many of you who've been on this beat for a while know this is two publications. When I was chair of the Republican Study Committee, the largest caucus of Republicans in Congress, we published volumes of ideas on healthcare. This was our volume one, a framework for personalized affordable care. We had an
blah,
entire
blah 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 blah. We got binders full of women, Rachel. They continue to complain about the ACA. They defunded the tax credits, the subsidies that make and have kept the ACA affordable, yet they have no plan to replace it. Let's start with brass tacks. Is your family going to be able to make it work with premium increases in excess of 1,000% for your husband in this coming enrollment cycle?
Well, that's a good question. I think we'll be able to pull it off. However, at what cost? right? I mean, I think we're at a point in our lives where we're trying to save for retirement. We have two young kids. We want to give, you know, they want to do soccer and they want to do band and they want to do guitar and they want to do all these things, and we don't want to say no to those. But when so much of our income is going toward premiums, just basically money out the door that didn't used to go out the door, we may have to start saying no to some of those experiences, you know, taking fewer trips as a family and building memories. Maybe we won't be able to save as aggressively for our retirement. So, I mean, it really is, you know, yeah, I think we'll make it work, but I'm worried about the cost that it'll have on us long term.
Unquestionably. I'll just say this. If Republicans have a plan that's ready to go, don't just do a continuing resolution. Put the legislation on the table right next to the continuing resolution. In other words, counter the Democrats' demands and let's bring this thing to a close. But they're not doing that. Rachel, I hear again and again and again from folks that don't have any time to actually look at the data that the people that use the ACA are lazy and they're going to be forced to work now. Please talk to these people out there that have this, frankly, pretty gross impression of their friends, family members, neighbors, and colleagues that may be needing to access health care through the ACA. We've got about a minute left.
Yeah, I mean, the ACA, I think, the way I think of it is it really was meant to raise up the middle class. Our current system, even if you get your health insurance through your employer, you're probably paying a lot. So the program was meant to lift up the middle class. And so these really are people just like us who are living our lives and are working hard and raising a family. But we need this help. We need the ability to access health care for our families. So,
folks, big, big thanks. I hope you join me in saying thank you to Rachel LaCasse Ford for sharing her family story. She speaks for millions. Do the right thing, MAGA. Restore the subsidies. When we come back, I talk about the corruption out loud and proud in this Trump administration.